9 degrees now. KQEN News Time is 8:33.
This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Well, it is Election Day, so we're bringing in Douglas County Clerk Daniel Loomis. Thanks for coming in this morning.
It is great to be here. Thank you so much.
Well, I know you're busy today. This is like running a retail store on Black Friday or something for your department. Talk about just how the pace has sped up over the last couple weeks.
So the ballots have been rolling in. Process for us has gotten a little bit more complicated as election laws change, but it's tightening up the security, so your elections are even more secure than they were the years before. Yesterday, we got in 9,719 ballots all in one day. That's 11% of the ballots that we sent out. It was a huge turnout, and today is going to be even greater. The previous two elections, two gubernatorial midterm elections, ended up with 65% and 71.5%. And so we're expecting about 16 or 17% of the ballots to come back today.
Boy, that is a lot. Yesterday, I dropped mine off in the afternoon, and literally, and I'm not sure this has ever happened before other than some huge public event, I had to drive around to find a parking space at the courthouse because there were enough people coming and going. And I know kind of where some good spots are normally hidden, and those were all taken. And when I finally got over to the outside Dropbox area, it was like this steady stream of people just walking up. And so a lot of interest there. Now, talk about for the ballots that have already come in as of yesterday. Do they come in? Are they just sitting there in a pile in the envelopes? Or is there anything that you're able to do? Because I know that all varies state to state.
So we immediately, upon receiving those ballots, they're sorted into trays. They're scanned to acknowledge receipt. So you can go on OregonVotes.gov and look on My Vote, and you can tell if your ballot has been received. From there, they get signature verified, sliced open, and go to election board tables to be extracted.
So today, when we get to 8 o'clock tonight, well, let's talk about what happens between now and 8 o'clock today. Is it just more of that?
It is more of that, but around 5 p.m. today, we'll bring in election boards and we'll start extracting additional ballots that have been received from yesterday to today. We're also looking at producing preliminary results for the 8 p.m. cutoff.
So election boards, who comprises those?
Those are hired employees that have taken the oath of office as election workers. And we employ this election probably about 41 additional personnel who are taking up those parking spaces that you were looking for.
Ah, that's where they went. So these people just work for a very short term, several days, week
yes.
or two, whatever.
Sometimes a couple of weeks. Some of them, like election assistants, will work up to about 6 to 9 months of the year. And some folks just work a couple of days of the election doing ballot pickups to places like Reedsport or Glendale, places like that.
So do you find that some of these people are folks that do this, maybe they're retired or don't have to work, and so they have been doing this for a long time?
Yeah, we bring in new blood each election, but we have got a consistent group of folks that come back every year. Some have been working for the last five county clerks and since the Reagan era.
Wow. Let's talk about some of the changes that impact the election this year. We had a shift or two with the ballots being able to be postmarked today. And it used to be that they had to be back essentially in the building by 8 o'clock or coming in from the outside locations.
Yes, this is our second election under postmark rule. And like you said, if you get a ballot into a post office and get a postmark by today, we can allow that to arrive up to 7 days after the election, and it will still be counted.
And that was a state law that was changed, right?
It is, yes.
So one of the things about that, though, for people who have not yet voted, is making sure if they were going to use a post office, either in Roseburg or wherever they might live, that they get it in early enough in the day.
Right. Not every post office has the same hours. So you want to be cognizant of the postal office's hours, or if you go to a blue U.S. postal box, make sure you know the pickup times and make sure it's going to get a postmark as of today, to play it safe, I would either use a ballot drop box or go to the counter at the post office before they close and ask for a hand cancellation postmark.
And if you're in Roseburg, I mean, it's just as close to go to the elections office as it is to the post office.
Right. We have three ballot drop sites on the Douglas County campus, and down by the Roseburg post or the Roseburg library is another ballot drop box.
And the one by the library as well, that shifted from across the street in the parking lot it used to be in to being on the library side now.
Right. It just moved 80 yards to the west, and now it is in front of the library in their parking lot.
So that is a change. Anything else that's different this time around?
Well, the biggest change, and the one we get the most phone calls about, we went through redistricting. It happens every 10 years, and many people are concerned that they're voting in a new district, but they're not used to it. And so people need to recognize that we had to redistrict, and those folks are placed in the districts they will be in, and those folks that they're voting on will take office and represent them beginning January 1st of next year.
And the most obvious one for some people is the congressional district, because a good chunk of the county in the rural areas, especially in the south and further east, got put in congressional district two, or right. Two, and that's new. But also some of the state representatives, you may be voting for folks that you're not used to.
Exactly. Exactly right.
So a lot to take care of there. So tonight, you put out the initial results around 8 o'clock. Once they get processed through, what happens after that?
Well, you have to remember that at 8 p.m., there are 15 drop sites that have 15 teams that are locking those boxes shut and then beginning to return those contents of those boxes back here. And so we have plenty of ballots still coming in after 8 p.m. that we're going to be tabulating, and we'll put out another set of results probably about 10 o'clock tonight.
And then after that, is it a couple more days before more comes out?
Right. There'll be a couple more days. I'll do a third preliminary unofficial on Thursday. And then on the eighth day after the election, we'll do that final unofficial set of results based on what came in during the postmark period.
All right. So a lot of information there. And we've got information up at 541radio.com. You've got a lot of information on the elections website and the county side, too.
Right. You can click on a link on our website, and it'll show you what districts, precincts you now are in after redistricting, and a look at what's on the ballot.
All right. Daniel Loomis, Douglas County Clerk. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
841 at the Morning Report.